great to be here in Tacoma, and we're excited for today's game, and it is a great pleasure to work with you and other council members on affordable housing, which I know is a big priority here in Tacoma. It's so exciting to be here with my colleagues, Senator Murray and Megan Rapinoe. We are cheerleaders for the great victory that you had, and I feel like we're almost welcoming an American hero back to Tacoma, Washington. I believe that this sports moment where you glide across the field will go down as one of the all-time greatest sports moments in not just Seattle history, but for the country. Why? Because winning that World Cup was a statement about where we need to go in recognizing women's sports. That it has achieved the pinnacle that now deserves the recognition that comes with equal pay. I'm so proud, Megan, that you were a leader, not just on the field, but after the victory, in doing the hard work to communicate about why it is so important to have equal pay. I can't imagine what it must have been like to have to go from television set to television set, city to city, even traveling cross country several times, just to take the opportunity to communicate about this important issue. It shows you that you truly do believe it is a national priority to have equal pay for women. I heard you speak on Meet the Press. You said, quote, "I think people are asking the question, how can we rally around this team, whether it's equal pay, racial equality, LGBTQ rights? I think we've just managed to give people hope. Thank you." And you continue to say, "And with that now, we need to take the next steps towards actually making progress." I sat there and listened to you that morning and thought, not only were you fighting this fight then, but you've been fighting this fight for many years. So we need to make progress now on this issue. That is why I've introduced Senate Bill 2130 with my colleague from West Virginia to say that it is time to give equal pay to U.S. athletes. Senator Capito and I both serve on the Commerce Committee. And for those of you who may not know, the Commerce Committee has oversight of the U.S. Olympic Committee and the Ted Stevens Amateur Sports Act. Because we have oversight in the U.S. Granting of those Olympic rings, which I believe is a monopoly, I believe we have every right to say to the U.S. Olympic Committee, there needs to be equal pay for female and male athletes that we send to compete on behalf of our nation. Our bill would create those equal pay for sports, whether our athletes compete on behalf of USA team, whether you're talking about archery or weightlifting. Our bill would also create equal benefits for athletes to ensure that they have medical care, travel expenses, and reimbursement expenses that are equal to those athletes. And to ensure that the requirements of the bill are followed, the United States Olympic Committee is charged with overseeing its implementation. So I know my colleagues have also introduced legislation, and I also just want to say a special thank you to Senator Murray for leading the charge on equal pay overall for women in our economy. She just spoke so eloquently about why this is so important. But as a key person on the Health and Labor Committee, she is fighting every day to get Mitch McConnell to bring up this House bill so all women in America can have access to equal pay. So I join her in that fight to continue those efforts. But I want to say to Megan and her teammates, you inspired us to take this fight to the Senate floor now, to say to our colleagues that we are done with having this lapse behind so many other important issues. If you think about it, the best thing that ever happened to female sports was Title IX, when we guaranteed women in our school system the equal access to train and be prepared for sports. Now, we need to do the same thing by making sure the U.S. Olympic team has those same opportunities so that young women will know that they don't have to scrimp and shortchange all aspects of their life just to get the same opportunities that some of their counterparts are getting in sports. So, I hope that this legislation can make it through the United States Senate. We couldn't have a better ambassador than Megan Rapinoe. Again, we are just so excited to be here with you today and the victories that you have had on the field, and now we hope that this will be a victory off the field, that we will truly make progress in this year on giving women athletes and women all through America access to equal pay. Thank you.
Thank you. Give her a round of applause.
Thank you, Senator Cantwell. You know, as I was sitting there, I was listening to all of you talk, I was thinking to myself, when will there be a day when we don't have to have this conversation? When will there be a day when we don't have to talk about equal pay, because we'll just have it? And I tell you, as I was sitting there thinking about how long it takes us to get to that day sometimes, I looked to my right and I saw these two senators sitting here and this incredible athlete, and I thought the day is now. Now is our opportunity. Megan has raised it on the national stage. Both our senators have been working hard on this issue. Now is the time. Next year, when we win another World Cup, and Megan is the co-chair, co-captain, I don't want to be sitting in the same room having the same press release. I hope a year from now, when we sit here, that legislation will have passed, and we will be sitting here celebrating the right that women have equal pay. So, and I know if it's going to be done, Megan, and I can guarantee you if it's going to be done, these two women on the side of you are going to get it done. So can we please give them another round of applause? You know, it's a pleasure to be the mayor of this city. And it was even more a pleasure when we heard that the Tacoma Rain wanted to come to Tacoma. Now, see, I've already renamed it. They're just Rain FC, but I'm the mayor of Tacoma, and so I want to say Tacoma Rain one day. But I was really pleased when we got the call to say, we're doing a press conference, they're coming to Tacoma. To be able, for all the girls who live in our city and across the country, to be able to see Megan Rapinoe play right here is incredible for my city, the city that I love so much. And then again, to know that she's not just playing on the field, that she's making moves and changes off the field. And because of all of your effort, Megan, I'd like to read this proclamation and proclaim today something special in the city of Tacoma. Whereas more than 50 years after the passage of the Equal Pay Act, women, especially minority women, continue to suffer the consequences of unequal pay. And whereas, according to statistics released in 2018 by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, year-round full-time women working in 2017 earned only 80% of the earnings of year-round full-time working men, indicating little change or progress in pay equity. And whereas nearly 4 in 10 mothers are primary breadwinners in their households, and nearly 2/3 are primary or significant earners, making pay equity crucial to families and economic security. And whereas a lifetime of lower pay means women have less income to save for retirement and counted in a Social Security or a pension benefit formula. And whereas women deserve equal pay for equal work in offices, factories, and on the soccer field. And whereas U.S. Women's Soccer has elevated the conversation on equal pay for women, reigniting discussions on this topic across the nation. And whereas Tacoma's two U.S. Senators, Senator Murray and Senator Cantwell, are leading the effort in Congress to pay the U.S. Women's Soccer team what they deserve by passing legislation to close the gender pay gap. And whereas we strongly support U.S. Senators' federal legislation efforts, now therefore I, Victoria R. Woodards, Mayor of the City of Tacoma, on behalf of the City Council and the 213,000 people who call Tacoma home, do hereby proclaim this day, Sunday, July 28th, 2019, as Equal Wages for Women's Day in the City of Tacoma. And I urge the residents of Tacoma to recognize the full value of women's skills and significant contributions to the labor force, and further encourage businesses to ensure women are paid fairly. sign this day by my hand. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Megan Rapinoe.
Not as prepared as needs to. I'm not sure. I mean, I just want to say what an honor it is to sit next to you two. And I'm so deeply appreciative for all of the work that you do. I was just talking with Sue yesterday. Obviously, she's in, you know, sort of a similar situation. I was wanting to push women's sports forward and working on contracts and trying to think of ideas. And part of what we talked about was having the understanding. Of course, we're, you know, deeply affected by it now. It's our career, but with the understanding that, you know, probably 90% of what we do will only be felt by the next generation. So for me to sit here with you two, understanding that all of the foundation was laid for me to sort of walk into this moment right now, we wouldn't be anywhere close to this. I wouldn't be able to have this effect or do what I did on that stage and then thereafter if it wasn't for the work that you guys have been doing for a very long time. So that's not lost on any of us. We have to, you know, understand that it's about pulling people up with you and sort of clearing the path behind you so it's much easier, obviously, and then looking towards the future to try to work together to do everything we can to put people in a position just to reach their potential. I think you were talking about the effects of equal pay. It's not just on the woman's wallet, it's on her children's wallet, it's on her community's wallet, it's sort of on the whole world. It affects men too. A lot of guys don't realize that, you know, every time a woman is not paid equally, sort of everyone is not, and nobody's potential is able to be reached. So, yeah, it's just, I'm very thankful to be in a position to sit next to you guys and people who are actually making change. I've been asked a lot about if I'm running for office lately. I'm like, no, there's people who are very qualified who are already doing that. But this is part of what it means to everybody take their own personal responsibility and to do what they can in whatever lane they can be most productive and most successful and most impactful in. And so I feel like the combination of all of this is the way that we need to approach these problems. It's not one person's responsibility. It's not just an athlete or just a senator or just a citizen. It's everybody working together to be as impactful as they can. So this is really just a delight and a true pleasure to be able to sit next to you with all of the work that you have done in the past for your entire careers and the work that we're doing going forward. I do hope that in a year we sit here and don't have to keep talking about all of this, but likely we will be, and we will be back here next year with the same fire and passion, hopefully with a few progress steps behind us. So thanks for being here.